This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's the Clean Bandit and Jess Glean, Real Love. It's Barney Beck and Bobby minus Barney on a Wednesday morning, 23 minutes past seven.
Good morning, Melbourne. Very sorry, he's clicking at me to talk.
No, I wasn't clicking at you to talk. Sorry.
Oh, he fierce. You caught up with the Veronicas earlier this week.
Oh, my God. I can't even. I'm shaking. I actually thought at one point when I spoke to them last week that they were going to say, can you please let me go? Because I was hugging them so much. They were amazing. So lovely.
So without further ado, here is our one and only Bobby's interview with the one and only the Veronicas.
So welcome, Jess and Lisa. First off, the only high, number four on iTunes. It's a hot track and it's written by Shelley Pykin and yourselves. Super emotional. Talk us through this.
Yeah, this one's from the heart. We wrote this song actually not all that long ago, like 4 weeks, 5 weeks ago. So it is the latest song we've written for the album. So it's kind of fun to have that one out. And it's, you know, it's with Shelley Pykin, who we met 10 years ago and we wrote Hook Me Up with. We had a hit with Hook Me Up. And so we got back together with her. This was the second session we've ever done. And we were catching up on life and sort of reminiscing about the early days of the Veronicas and just how much we've grown, I guess, and where life's taken us. And it inspired the story and the lyrics for The Only High.
It is so different from Hook Me Up as well. And I guess from that period, because I've been listening to you since you came out, and like how different it is from then to now. Like, how long has it been? Like 10?
It's been 10 years since the Hook Me Up record. Yeah.
So 12 years since the Veronicas. Oh, how crazy is that?
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, the tour, an album, the new music video for The Only High. The last one was hot. Give us some details.
So we're heading to the UK to film this music video, and there's two people there that we're filming with. We're going there to work with these two people specifically in the music video. We can't say too much yet, except that they're incredibly talented, cool people. And it's a pretty wild video. So while the song sounds like a very beautiful, reflective, emotional song, this video is going to be very emotional, but it's going to be like a very hectic video.
Like, everyone is so excited for it. Now, the show that you're on now, Barney, Beck and Bobby, the other two can't be here, but they've left a message. So all you have to do is press play.
Okay, yes. What babes?
Let me see. Hi, Veronicas.
It's Barney.
Beck.
Obviously, Barney. Beck and Bobby.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for being here. It's good. We're not. We're here now. Just a little after you. But we just wanted to know, like, as a famous duo ourselves.
Just like you.
Yeah, pretty much on par. How do you guys, like, stay friends?
How are you close? Because...
Yeah. Oh. Sick of each other.
I love them.
So any advice you could give us would be greatly appreciated on keeping the relationship fresh. Let us know. Help us.
So that's all they care about,
love
really.
I absolutely love them. Look, I don't know if we have much advice to give. A lot of therapy.
No, yeah, I'm just kidding.
Not really.
I think it's those things that you sort of, it's those times when you're together and it's just like, oh, I just need my own space, you know, and then you get it and then all you really want to be is together. I find that that's sort of the way it is with us. But always respecting each other's opinions and thoughts and you know, being boundaried with giving each other, you know, space
and listening. Really listening, honestly. Listening is probably the biggest key.
Yeah.
Really listening to what someone says and knowing that, you know, although you might be annoyed by certain things that they're saying, like today Lisa kept harassing me about looking at my phone while it's crossing the road.
Yeah.
And I was like, stop harassing me about it. And then I was like, this is coming from a place of genuine care for me. And
how sweet
that she would be like, babe, like, I'm just worried about you. Can you not check your phone when you're crossing the road? And then even though I was reacting like annoyed, I was like, oh, she really loves and cares about me and she would hate for anything to happen. So it's really just
exactly
applying
it.
Understanding.
it's nice now,
I
but at the moment. But that wasn't the reaction at the time.
No, it was, shut up, stop harassing me. I've had hardly any sleep and I'm sick of you. And then it was like, I'm sorry. I'm listening to what you're saying and you just really care.
Can you Fierce Girls stick around for another sesh?
Yes.
I'd love to.
Can I get rid of a space?
You're listening to Barney, Beck and Bobby on Joy 94.9.
Samantha Jade, Circles on the Water. Barney, Beck and Bobby in the morning, 28 minutes to 8 o'clock.
That's the time. So part two of your big interview with the Veronicas.
Do you feel like they loved you?
Yeah, they did. They feel like they loved you, though.
They did.
Great interview.
Yeah,
Take it away, Bobs.
And we're back with Jess and Lisa from the Veronicas. I'm so jealous right now. First question, and I've seen this on Wikipedia, so you can't even, it's not even real news. There's been talk of a fake lesbian.
Fake lesbian?
Yeah. That you've been called a fake lesbian.
Oh, back in the day.
What is that?
So it was funny. When Ruby and I were first together back in 2008, there was so much media intrigue. But I think because of the time that it was, people needed you to confirm yourself with a label straight away. And if you didn't, you know, they would start sort of semi-harassing or putting you or pinning you into a space. But somehow people were saying that I was a fake lesbian.
I was saying it was a big publicity stunt.
Yeah, basically it was a publicity stunt. Absolutely ridiculous. Anyway.
Obviously it's not.
Yeah, like how many years now?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that was just something that at that time, it really shows how ignorant the media was at that time to sort of, being, you know, the narrative being that at play. And it's really beautiful to see, like, in 10 years how far things have come.
I was going to say, are they that ignorant now?
No. It's been a completely different
reaction.
Narrative. Yeah. So it's really beautiful to see that society can progress and become, you know, in the media who are always looking for some kind of an angle to exploit in some capacity, that that has no longer become something that they choose to exploit. And instead, it's become an open conversation, which is really beautiful.
Like me and my partner being together for 6 years, like only thing that we're missing now is like to get married. Like, isn't that ridiculous?
Oh, yes. It is ridiculous. It's very sad that Australia is still, you know, stuck in such a regressive mindset, these politicians, because I know that the Australian people aren't in that place. And the fact that the politicians are not reflecting what the Australian people want is truly a disgusting position that they're holding that back for us all.
That's why we make a point of trying to be the voice for change.
Yeah.
And it's so important. Yeah.
And it's so glad that you girls are just our voice, because especially in the LGBTI community here in Melbourne, like we need people like you to
absolutely
have that voice for us. Like,
it needs to be talked about. Yeah. It needs to be in the mainstream. People need it. It needs to be visible everywhere. That conversation needs to happen everywhere. It can't just be, you know, within one community. It needs to be everybody. It needs to be everywhere.
And I think mainstream.
Yeah. And I think that's starting to happen now. You know, it's being reported on in the news. People, it's becoming like general cultural conversations too, which is beautiful to see.
So part of
integral, really
part of Joy 94.9 is we have Radiothon, which we're smack bang right in the middle.
Yay!
I don't know if you've heard of it. You've probably heard of it.
Yes, we have.
Cool. And so it's about, we still need joy. That's our motto. Why do you think we as a community still need joy?
I think that the LGBTQIA plus community really needs, you know, its own space to be able to take solace and like-minded people. And that's so incredibly important. And I just love, you know, I love your guys' station. I love what you do within the community. And that understanding and support is the difference between someone feeling so alone and misunderstood and feeling completely accepted. And, you know, whether they're in a family that doesn't understand them, or none of their friends, or they can't relate to somebody, or, you know, they still can't accept things within themselves, to know that that is there is like a life-changing tool and a life-changing platform to access, you know, a whole new understanding and acceptance for themselves. And I think that there's no price that you can put on that.
It's priceless. Integral.
Yeah, it is a priceless asset to LGBTQIA plus, you know, youth and adults and people everywhere. So that's why we really need joy.
We love you.
I couldn't say it better myself.
I know. I was like, I think yes, I've got a tear in my eye right now.
It's true. It's so true.
We love you. You're always welcome here at Joy.
Thank you so much.
And thank
we
you
love
for being
coming
on.
In and visiting you guys. You guys are our absolute favorite.
And kudos for Barney and Beck not being here. It's all
myself. Yeah,
we're into it.
Thank you very much. The Only High is out now. Get it everywhere. Can't wait for the album.
Thank you,
darling. You guys are fierce. Thank you.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.